that's interesting. I wonder why they decided to do that instead of just, you know, shut down westbound for the first half of the project and then shut down eastbound for the second half, or vice versa, you know. I wonder why they keep westbound open the whole time and keep eastbound shut down the whole time. I wonder why they chose to do it that way. I would have thought they would have, you know, just opened up the eastbound side and closed down the westbound side.
Well, like we've known before, the I don't know about the traffic patterns and stuff like that on the north side of 696, the options they would have versus what they did, you know, like I said just before with the lodge to the Davidson and the Davidson over to 75 and back up. That worked out conveniently while they were working on the eastbound side. But what are those options to do it on the westbound side? I don't think they had those options, so they just decided to do the major lane shift and move it over to the eastbound side and keep eastbound closed and just run it like they're doing now with the trip down to the Davidson. That would be my assumption. But I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not a really good civil engineer. I haven't worked for the Army Corps of Engineers, and I have yet to stay in a Holiday Inn Express.